Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufelt, and in today's episode, we will learn how to make chilled mung bean and coconut milk dessert soup, and an herbal tonic made with fresh watermelon. These recipes were originally created by licensed acupuncturist Laura Stropes, and have been remastered and are read by licensed acupuncturist Janet Borges. Janet Borges is a licensed acupuncturist and graduate from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco in 2002. She was originally licensed in California and now maintains a thriving private practice in Richmond, Virginia. In addition, she has been a representative and consultant for Meiwei Herbs for over 20 years, as well as serving on national and state boards for the advancement of the East Asian medicine profession.
Today we would like to share two recipes with you that are appropriate for the hot summer months. Both can be preventative for the traditional Chinese medicine pathogenic influence of summer heat, which is an external yang pathogen found during times of soaring temperatures and often accompanied by high humidity. Summer heat can quickly consume qi and yin, causing excessive sweating, irritability, thirst with a desire for cold beverages, a forceful rapid pulse, and even sudden collapse. If there is also high humidity, the addition of damp pathogenic factors can add symptoms such as loose stools, a soft pulse, and a sticky tongue coating. While we may not often see summer heat being a chief complaint in our clinics, we can certainly advise our patients to take care to prevent this by staying cool and hydrated. Both of these recipes can be found in our recipe archives on our website at meiwei.com. First, we have chilled mung bean and coconut milk dessert soup. This is a family favorite made by Mrs. Maylene Lau, who is the mother of Meiwei Herb's four sibling owners. Mrs. Lau is Chinese, but she actually grew up in Vietnam, where her mother often prepared sweet Vietnamese soups or porridges, known as che, for breakfast. Che may be served hot or cold, and are usually made with some combination of various kinds of beans, tapioca pearls, glutinous rice, lotus seeds, and all kinds of tropical fruits. When left to sprout, the small, dark green mung beans become the classic long, white bean sprouts you will recognize that are used in many Vietnamese and Chinese recipes. This sweet mung bean soup is commonly eaten for breakfast in Vietnam, but may also be eaten for dessert or thin slightly for a cool, refreshing drink. According to traditional Chinese medicine, lu dou, mung beans are sweet and cold, enter the heart and stomach meridians, and have the functions of clearing heat, relieving toxicity, dispelling summer heat, and relieving thirst and restlessness or irritability. Lu dou actually translates to green bean, and it is the green skin of the mung bean that is considered cold in temperature, while the interior meat of the bean is actually neutral. Mung beans were first mentioned as a medicinal substance in the Chongding Bensao, the revised Materia Medica of the Kaibao era, in 974 AD, and they've been used ever since in food therapy to prevent heat stroke or even simple overheating by keeping the body temperature cool in the summertime. Mung beans are also quite effective to mitigate reactions from other herbs. In ancient times, mung beans were also prescribed to clear the heat of the toxic metals, such as mercury and arsenic salts, that were used in some elixirs of longevity created by Taoist alchemists. Here are the ingredients for this chilled mung bean and coconut dessert soup. This recipe will make 6 servings. 1 cup dried mung beans, either unpeeled and soaked for at least 4 hours or peeled and soaked for 30 minutes. 5 to 6 cups cold water. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1/2 to 1 cup cane sugar or coconut sugar. 1 14-ounce can unsweetened coconut milk, and you can also add 1/4 cup tapioca beads if desired. The directions for preparation are: first, rinse the mung beans well in cold water. Then, soak the mung beans either for 4 hours or overnight if you have unpeeled beans, or for just 30 minutes for the peeled beans. Next, drain and place the beans and water in a large saucepan. Bring to a boil and then reduce to a simmer until beans are tender, about 60 to 90 minutes. Skim foam and discard, and here's a tip. If the pot tends to boil over, you can of course turn down the heat, or you can set a pair of chopsticks across the top to prevent this. Add the tapioca pearls next and cook until clear, approximately 15 minutes. Turn off the heat and stir in coconut milk, vanilla, and gradually add the sugar to taste. Let cool and refrigerate for at least 1 hour. Serve chilled, or you can serve warm with a scoop of ice cream. Although it probably goes without saying that the ice cream addition would not be optimal if there were damp clinical signs present. The next recipe is an herbal tonic with fresh watermelon. This slightly bitter tonic is a perfect way to cool down and nourish qi, blood, and yin in the summer heat. The primary herbs are xiangshen, gochiza, and lingzhi. Included also are two tasty complementary herbs, hongzhao, or Chinese red dates, and shengjiang, or fresh ginger. Xiangshen and gochiza work as a team in this recipe to nourish yin and blood and generate fluids, particularly in the heart and lungs and also in the liver and kidneys. Xiangshen and lingzhi together benefit the qi, calm the shen, and nourish the blood in the heart, lung, liver, and kidney meridians. This trio of primary herbs promotes a healthy immune response, normal energy levels, mental clarity, and supports the body's natural response to anxiety and irritability. This combination also supports healthy blood sugar levels and is helpful for conditions with more severe qi and yin deficiency. Watermelon, particularly the white flesh, is very cooling, and it is a food that clears summer heat and benefits the fluids. The red flesh of watermelon contains the powerful antioxidant lycopene, as well as being a good source of potassium and magnesium. Here are the ingredients to make a 3 to 7 day supply. You'll need 2 to 3 cups fresh watermelon, just the red or the red and the white flesh, 15 grams xiangshen, American ginseng, thinly sliced, 15 grams lingzhi, reishi mushroom, 15 grams gochiza, Chinese wolfberry, 6 to 8 dates, hongzhao, Chinese red dates, 3 to 4 slices shengjiang, fresh ginger. As an option, you can add pineapple or mango juice. Garnish with fresh mint. To prepare, the first step would be to soak the reishi mushroom overnight in about 1 cup of fresh water, since they are fairly tough and woody. If time doesn't allow for this, just soak for at least 1 hour. Next, rinse the other herbs and add to the soaking reishi for 20 minutes, adding additional water if needed to cover the herbs. In a Chinese herb pot, or you can use ceramic, enamel, or possibly a stainless steel pot, add the herbs and the water that they have been soaking in, plus another 1 to 2 cups of fresh water. Cover the herbs, bring to a boil, and then reduce to a simmer for 25 minutes. Then turn off the heat and allow cooling for a few minutes. Strain the cooled herbal decoction into a glass jar and add 2 to 3 cups water to the herbs in the pot. Cover and bring to a boil and then reduce to a slow simmer to maximize all of the essential ingredients within the tonic herbs for at least 45 minutes or up to 2 hours. In the meantime, puree, crush, or cut the watermelon into small pieces. Remember that the white part, which has the strongest function to cool summer heat, can be very bitter, so you may need to add more juice or a small amount of sweetener, or possibly lemon or lime to cut the bitterness. Good options for a sweetener include raw honey, which has a multitude of additional health benefits, coconut palm sugar, which has a low glycemic index, or stevia, which is completely non-caloric. Next, cool and strain the liquid from both decoctions into a glass jar and add pineapple or mango juice for flavor. Mix in the watermelon and the watermelon juice and let cool in the fridge for at least 1 hour. You can drink this either cool or at room temperature, and don't forget to garnish with mint. Keep refrigerated and drink within 1 week. There you have it. We hope you enjoy these two cooling treats to prevent summer heat and dehydration. For more recipes, please see the articles and podcast tab on Mayway.com and then scroll down to find the recipes, which are categorized according to the seasons. Enjoy!
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. You can find the written instructions for these two dessert recipes linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. Our next episode is all about finding the right kind of ginseng. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Mayway.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Mayway newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.